Sky Sports Radio. Rachel King has got a couple of rides today at Canterbury. Hopefully going to chalk up another winner. She's flying at the moment. How are you, Rach?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, you're riding one for Gary Portelli, a two-year-old by Piero today. You trialled it, had one on it, perfect pitch. What do you think of it?
Yeah, look, she obviously trialled well that day. It was on the pro rides. It's obviously always a little bit harder to get a good gauge on her. But look, Gary's very keen on her. She's actually her half-sister is Lipizan, who I've won a couple of races on. So that sort of keeps that association there. And, you know, being by Piero, you'd hope she'd be up and ready to go as a two-year-old.
Well, we spoke with Gary the other day. He tipped a Showgallants at Muswellbrook, and it came out and won the first. He said, I've got Hutcho in. I'm going to have a chat to it because Hutcho better realise if it doesn't lift its game, it could be looking for a new home. Well, Hutcho listened, drew from $14, blew from 14s to 19s and got the money.
So... Yeah, exactly. No, because all the horses are going really well. And this little filly actually beat the horse that won at Muswellbrook, the two-year-old there, in its trial the other day. So that obviously stacks up really well.
All right, and Greg Hickman's put you on one. She's magical. This one, you rode this the other day. Ran a nice second at Randwick.
She did. Look, she was. I kept telling Greg she just needed to get up to a mile, and I'm not sure if he was believing me or not after the first couple of starts. But look, luckily it proved me right last start, and she ran really well up over a mile at Randwick, and I think she can definitely do that again today. You know, four friends are back in now. She's fit and ready to go, and it's definitely her optimum distance.
Yeah, your other one, the Brett Kavanagh ride, is scratched. So you got two. They're both great rides, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Hopefully we can come away with a couple of winners.
You are flying at the moment. The other day, Sedanta, Cabeza de Vaca, those horses are just on fire.
Yeah, well, I'm very lucky. You know, Gay and Adrian's team are going very well at the moment. We proved that with the team down in Melbourne, and luckily the horses are going just as well up here, so it can keep me rolling and keep the winners coming.
And you're getting nice rides for other stables. See, you won on Just Dreamy for Chris Lees the other day. Chris Waller, Zumbalina.
Yeah, that was great. You know, Chris Lees has been a big supporter of mine right from the start. Put him on sort of from the provincials and now in town. And it was really good, obviously, to get one as well for the Waller camp. That was my first winner for them. So that was really great.
Now, just out of interest, I mean, people listen to you and think, there you go, you're riding and having a great time. When do you get a break? Do you try and take a holiday over Christmas or anything like that?
Try to here and there. We don't get too much time off. It's sort of difficult because it's you don't want to take too much time off and stop sort of any momentum we have got. So this is my last year as an apprentice this season. My apprenticeship ends at the end of the season, so I want to give it a really good kick this season and, you know, see if we can try and sort of win the Metro Premiership and see what we can do. And so I don't want to be stopping too much. I'll try and take a break when I can, but definitely don't want to be stopping any momentum.
You're between a rock and a hard place, aren't you? If you pull the pin and have a break for a while, you can lose momentum if you're on fire by the time you come back.
Exactly. You know, it's very tough like that. You can be very easily forgotten, unfortunately, in this game. So while you're in everybody's heads, you want to keep it that way.
All right. Well, you're going terrific at the moment. Now, you might just go out and show off and ride two out of two today, eh?
I hope so. That'd be really nice.
All right. Good on you, Rachel. Good to catch up. Good luck today, too.
Thanks, Cody. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Rachel King joining us there. She's just been going terrific of late. Absolutely brilliant.